All right, folks, welcome back to yet another episode of Fresh Juice, an indie game podcast. I'm one of your hosts, Tommy Fresh, and joined as always, it is...
Maddie Juice. Oh, my God. And he moved right over. And if I saw a hand come on the camera, I would have just left the room. But how's it going, everybody? Welcome to another episode of Fresh Juice. I'm finally, I don't know if I was in my office last time, but
you were, there wasn't anything in there, and it was like
nothing in there. Yeah. So I'm working on, getting some stuff put up behind me. I have a lot of art and stuff I got to put up and get framed and all that, but it's coming together. Really just working on my desk this week. Not that anyone cares, but, I'm really bad at cable management, so I'm trying to get a little bit better at that. And yeah, it's going well, you cool. know? Yeah, what do we have on the docket today, Tommy,
for the folks, we are reviewing a game called Soulstone Survivors, which is out in 1.0 right now. This is a Survivors, like a Vampire Survivors like, but maybe with a little bit more depth. It's on Steam, Epic, PS5, and Xbox. Comes in at $14.99 and developed and published by Game Smithing Limited. We will be talking about that in a little bit. We're gonna catch up. I'm gonna play a little game in lieu of some news. This week I'm gonna, you know, Maddie did a game with me last week. I'm gonna hit him with a game, and then we'll take some listener questions and then go on down to the rec room and recommend some stuff and go on our merry way, folks. It's going to be a great episode. What's going on? How was your weekend? What's new?
Yeah, did a good amount this past weekend. Let's see, Friday, I only worked like 2 hours on Friday because I had off in the morning for like doctor's appointment and then off in the evening or in the afternoon for another doctor's appointment, which is my first. I decided I need to start getting some blood tests probably like annually. And I haven't been to like a doctor in probably like over 10 years. Like I go to the dentist, but I haven't been to like a doctor. So I did that, kind of was a new patient at a place and got that all figured out. And got to get some x-rays on my wrist because my wrist still hurts from those that remember I was in that Mr. Beast video. Yeah. And I played basketball outside of the video and hurt my wrist. So I'm finally going to get a scan on that, but that's what men do.
Yes.
Right, Tom? That's what we do. We just shrug it off. We say it'll get better. And, it, you know, sometimes it does.
Sometimes.
Yeah, that's about it. But then Saturday was my 6-year wedding anniversary and 17-year like anniversary with my wife, which is pretty wild. And so we actually went over to King of Prussia in PA. Just because there is a restaurant there that we really like that's normally in like the DC area. It's called Found Farmers. And we saw that there's one in PA now, which is closer to us. It's a little over an hour away. And we were like, you know what? We're not doing anything this Saturday. You know, my wife's like 8 months pregnant, so we're not going to be doing like a lot for our anniversary. So I was like, let's just go. There's a big, huge mall there. She's got to get her steps in and we can like walk around the mall. So we did all that. Founding Farmers is awesome. If you haven't been to a Founding Farmers, it's farmer owned. They have amazing food there. I had a Juicy Lucy there, which I think is my first Juicy Lucy, ever. So it's a cheeseburger, but the cheese is stuffed into the patty. For those that don't know, it was very good. And they just have really good food there. We had like homemade pierogies there with this awesome like onion or scallion, like sour cream dip. It was really good. And then, you know, we decided on the way there that we're like, all right, we had like $100 bill from, my in-laws. They gave it to us for like our anniversary. So we're like, we're going to use this. We're going to just like pig out at Founding Farmers, get a few appetizers or whatever, just have a good time with it. And the check comes and it's $3. And I'm like, I mentioned to the lady, I was like, I think you might have gave us the wrong check. Like it had a Coke on there. That was like the only thing that was on there. And she was like, oh, the table next to you paid for your meal.
What?
And they were like, they left already. They left like 10 minutes before we were even getting the bill. And I had ordered a Coke, I guess she said, after they had left or whatever. So that's why there was a bill. So we were just like, oh my God, like it was just, it was awesome. Like we've been going through like some stuff, you know, personally and all that. And like, you know, getting ready for the baby. And so it's just like a really cool moment. And like, you know, kind of like a, we're going to pay it forward, obviously, when we can, but it was just awesome. It was cool. I had never had that happen before. And what was crazy is that the table next to us, it was like a, you know, they had like six people at the table, and they also had someone that was expecting. And so I was like, man, they spent a lot on their meal, and then they paid for our meal. Well, we like pigged out, like, you know, like it was just a really cool thing to do. So shout out to whoever that was. If you're somehow a juice head, thank you. Cause you made our day. And then, yeah, we went to the King of Prussia Mall. That mall is like huge. It's giant. Crazy. It's like a city. We didn't even like explore all of it. And they have like all the fancy stores in there, like Hermes or whatever, and like Louis Vuitton and all that sort of stuff. And found some cool art there. Didn't buy it, but it was pretty cool looking. And yeah, just had a good time on Saturday. And then Sunday, I just spent a lot of time, you know, doing stuff around the house, getting my office a little bit more prepared and building a stroller, putting the car seats in, all that kind of stuff, learning all about that, which is like, that's like my thing. Like when we get something new, I don't care if it's like, you know, a laser pointer to like, you know, a car seat or whatever. Like I always like figuring out everything about it and being like, all right, this is how you like attach this, attach that, just like problem solving. So that was a tiring but fun Sunday. And then, yeah, so it was just an action-packed weekend. I feel like all my weekends right now, I don't relax really. So, you know, I'm sure that'll continue, but yeah, that was my weekend, Tommy. How about you?
That's awesome. I mean, you know, like for that to happen, I think maybe just bring around an 8-month pregnant wife at every restaurant just in case, you know?
Yeah. You know, we keep a basketball in the car now just in case, you know, she could stuff it under her shirt. That's what I keep telling Maria, though. I'm like, you need to take advantage of this while you can, you know, like not like, you know, getting your meal paid for, but like even just like messing with people, you know, when they say congratulations, you can say why, you know, for what, you know, just like this is your window of time to do that. But yeah, it was really cool.
No, that's awesome. That's awesome. And I'm looking at the menu of this Founding Farmers. It looks very good. And yes. I do love me a Juicy Lucy. When I got my Juicy Lucy at Matt's Bar, and I guess that's St. Paul, not really Minneapolis. Twin Cities. What are you going to do? They're the same thing. But actually, that's probably not what they would like me to hear. They're different. Or they're way different. Anyway.
Now, question about the Juicy Lucy, because they, when I ordered it at Founding Farmers, it didn't really say what was on it. So I just wanted to know. And she was like, oh, like lettuce, tomato, pickles, whatever. And she's like, also, there's tartar sauce on it. And I was like, oh, I don't need the tartar sauce. Is that tartar like, sauce. Was that? Yeah, I was like, that kind of feels weird to be on there. I don't know if she meant tartar sauce. Maybe
it was like a burger sauce on mine. Yeah. Mine was like bare bones, just burger with the cheese inside, with maybe onions, like fried onions, and then like a potato bun. I mean, literally Matt's Bar where I got it, and I don't know if it's the originator or not. I think there's you know, disputed claims on who invented the Juicy Lucy, but
yeah,
you're like, it's a dive. You're just sitting at the bar, and the grill's right there behind the bar, and it was so good. And like, I hadn't been really eating beef. I still don't eat really beef, but I got one. I was like, I'm here. I got to have it. I ate it. And I was like, all right, I'm getting another. I'll take another. And then got on a plane and my stomach was like, the whole time. But, you know, what are you going to do? Delicious, though. I really like it. I would have, again, 100%. My weekend was jam-packed. It was Lady Fresh's 30th birthday. So on her actual birthday, which was Friday, we went to a vampire museum, which was not far from us in Doylestown, Pennsylvania. And it's just like this guy's estate, and he comes from a long line of exorcists.
Okay.
Yeah, and he just like got into like vampire hunting and exorcisms and stuff like that. Literally, in the place, he had a written letter from, what was a typed letter? A typed letter from the priest that confirmed me. Like that was like saying, yes, you're allowed to go take this exorcism class at the Vatican or whatever. So this guy was no joke. It was like a really cool, like initially you're like, you kind of get there, you're like, all right, we're probably just going to go in. It's a couple rooms. This guy's like knickknacks and stuff like that. But it was like a well curated museum.
Yeah.
Like a bunch of like old stuff and like really, really neat, like vampire stuff. And then like it had some other interesting oddities as well. There was a room with like dolls that they had said there's evil energy with these dolls, and like one was moving. So that was cool. That was a good time. And then the last room was all Saint Michael, the archangel, to kind of like cleanse everything. I don't know, but
yeah,
it was very interesting. But my wife and her sister both said separately that they've got a weird energy from one spot in the place. So, you know, of course, tease them a little bit. Whatever. Don't really think of it. They're joking. Oh, we're going to have to sage later. We're going to have to like get all the evil energy out. I'm like, all right, you guys do that. We go out to dinner, go to this place not too far from us, like homemade pasta, like her and her family for her birthday. Just like, oh, it was so good. I love the food there. Yada, yada, yada. We're crushing bottles of wine. It's a good time. We leave the restaurant. Now, we are maybe 3-4 hours removed from leaving the Vampire Museum. We leave the restaurant. What is crawling on the ground outside the restaurant when we're walking back to our car?
A vampire.
A bat.
A bat? Really?
Can you believe that?
That's crazy.
I got a picture of it. I could show probably. Yeah. So there's literally a bat on the ground here. I think it was hurt, unfortunately. But if anybody could see that, that was just there.
That's
so
crazy.
That was a little bit of a weird coincidence. So that was cool. Next day, whatever. I started getting really sensitive to the sun. No, I was kidding. No, but
yeah, I couldn't have garlic.
Was weird. It was like really weird. This is the skin of a killer, Bella. So next day we hang out with Lady Fresh's friends. We go get some Mexican food, and then we go to this distillery. That was all fun, good times. And then the next day I had to drive out to work, and then I hung out with my coworkers, and now we're here. We got some news. Big news. We have a Discord. Check it out. It's in the show notes below or to the side. Actually, remember when YouTube videos had the description to the side?
Yeah, I do. And they used to have star ratings on the videos too.
Yeah.
Wow. Pretty wild stuff.
Wild times.
And a dislike counter.
Yeah. Do they still have that?
You can't see the number of dislikes anymore. Okay. You can just dislike,
Interesting. Yeah. But not a lot of news this week. It's kind of a slow time. I mean, there's been some news, but, you know, I wanted to play a game instead. And I got this idea from the TikTok, I guess, also YouTube account, Co-op64. Mm-hmm. Nice little video game creators. Unlike us. What was that?
No, they got a great show over there. Yeah, I watch them pretty often.
So, I don't always agree with what they say, but I do like the content. So,
yep, same here.
Yeah. I'm just like, what are you saying? But then also I'm like, and then they say something I like. I'm like, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
That's how content goes, I guess. So this is, I don't even know what they called it, but basically I'm going to give you a category and you're going to try not to say the same thing as me. So okay. I'm going to give you a category. Oh, do you have like a piece of paper and some, a pen?
Can I type it on a notepad?
You can, but
or is it better to write?
I mean, I guess, you know what?
I don't have any.
I'll write mine. And then, just so that we can keep it honest.
I do. Hold on. Yeah. I have a pencil.
No, I got it.
Okay. Listen,
we're all really prepared. So I'm going to say it. I'm going to write mine, and then you're going to say yours. And if we match, boom, that's negative points for us. We're going to try not to match.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Sounds good. Yeah.
All right. First category, Mario Kart World character.
Okay.
All right. I'm going to write mine. Say yours.
King Boo.
Peepa. Close though. Both.
Yeah, that is close.
Both ghosts. Both ghosts. All right. All right. So one down.
All
right. We're good. We're going to do 8 of these.
All right.
Indie game we reviewed.
Okay.
All right. Actually, wait. I got to think about how to spell this one. That's not a giveaway of what the heck I... When the hell did we do it? Oh, yeah, yeah. All right. Say yours.
Cuisinier.
Archaeo gem.
Oh, all right.
All right. All right. Yeah. Two down. Video game from the 90s.
Oh, boy. Okay. Okay.
All right. Say it.
Banjo-Kazooie.
Duke Nukem.
Okay.
All right. We're 3 for 3.
Let's do it.
It's going to get harder.
Mm-hmm.
First-person shooter game.
Okay.
Specifically, so like, you know, if it's from the series, you got to say which one.
Okay.
All right.
Titanfall.
Call of Duty Modern Warfare.
Okay.
All right. 4 for 4. Oh, boy.
Let's go.
Video game sequel.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Just doing the first one that pops in my head.
That's all right.
Yeah.
All right. Say
Uncharted 2.
Pikmin 2.
Ooh. You know, we both had the 2 in there.
We
did. Close.
We both did. That was pretty common among sequels, I've heard. Video game or sports video game franchise.
Okay.
Okay. This one's close. What? All what right. is yours?
Madden.
NFL Blitz.
Oh, okay. Yeah. We were close. Yeah. I totally thought you were gonna go with Mario Tennis.
Oh, good one.
Yeah.
All right. So Legend of Zelda, Ocarina of Time, item.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Like any item, like an item or right. like a pickup, you can
yeah,
like okay.
something that you can put on the
okay,
C
right.
buttons.
The Korok seed.
Yeah.
Right? Or the Deku nut. Deku
nuts.
That's what it is. Yeah, the Deku nut. Sorry.
Boomerang. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
All right. This is the all the marbles. Souls like.
Okay, Souls like, so not a
I mean
Souls
well
game.
A Souls like any
okay.
Souls.
Okay. Game. Okay. Got it.
Go ahead.
Lies of P.
Elden Ring. Yeah.
Okay.
8 out of 8. We did it.
There we go. We did it.
It's a fun one.
You know, it is. That's a good one. Yeah. I think also it would be, because we should do this again,
mm-hmm.
but we should flip it and try to get the same one.
Oh, so true.
See if we can like link up, you know.
Oh.
But it would be like really specific. It'd be like Mario games. Right?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
All right, you know, or 3D Mario games or something like that. But I like it. I like it.
All right.
Yeah.
There we go.
We passed. If anyone else also has any maybe like category ideas
yeah.
for a game like this, throw them in the Discord, you know?
Comment below.
Yeah. Let us know, and we'll include it in the next time we do the game. But good one, Tom.
And we'll shout you out. How about that?
Yeah. Yeah. And then you can retire. You'll be famous.
That's true. That's how it works.
That's how it works.
All right. Let's talk about Soulstone Survivors, which is, as I said before, developed and published by Game Smithing Limited. It's on Steam, Epic, PS5, and Xbox, and comes in at $14.99. Face the Lords of the Void and their endless minions. Collect their soul stones and become a god. In this action roguelike, unveil secret spells, craft mighty weapons, unlock multiple characters, discover game-breaking synergies, and conquer the power of the void. All right. So, this is, on its surface, I would say, you know, another game in the long list of games that are definitely inspired by Vampire Survivors, right? You are running around, mostly, you can auto-aim, I was auto-aiming. You can auto-aim, you're upgrading different kinds of attacks and different kinds of buffs to your things every time you get enough experience points to get to a new level. So you're basically just trying to get your character doing all these automatic attacks in a kind of synergistic way to like make it make sense to continue to beat these hordes of enemies and do the pretty much straightforward quests, at least, you know, in the base level of difficulty that you kind of go through the game. There's this like kind of pretty linear quest system where you are going in to these levels, and there's a lot of levels, and we'll talk about also a lot of customizable like things to do with this game. But you go through the different levels and it'll basically be like, hey, destroy X amount of enemies to be able to fight one boss. And you got to beat like five bosses in a run or whatever. And then once you do that, you get these portals open where you have basically three options, right? First option is go back to the main menu, use your loot and like stuff that you found to upgrade different things. We'll talk about that. You can continue to play another kind of like round of these kind of hordes of enemies, kind of like a endless mode and kind of a way to kind of try to get more loot to bring back. If you feel like, hey, I'm cooking with this build, I'm going to keep going. And then you also get the ability to kind of go to like a intense, like, I guess, arena mode, like where it's just like much more difficult enemies. And you can kind of continue to do that as well and go down into more difficult rooms. So what is different about this game than something like Vampire Survivors? Well, I would say a decent amount. So you have a lot of different characters you can unlock, and they're all a little bit different. They start with their own kind of weapon and like base attack, which is kind of neat. There's like, I forget how many actual enemies there are, or characters. It's over 20, right? And you can level each one up. You can kind of figure out which one you want to level up and what do you get for leveling it up. Better baseline stats, and then also the ability to unlock new weapons for them to use. So you're just going through, doing the survivors-like thing and getting new currency to like go back and like upgrade things, right? There's a skill tree, there's a bunch of other stuff. You can, there's a rune system that you can unlock as well that just basically continues to make you be able to have this like interesting meta progression that is common in these kinds of games. And yeah, that's, I mean, kind of the basis of how this game runs. I mean, there's a ton of different levels, a ton of different kinds of quests, and like modifiable, like, way to experience the game. You know, you can be like, oh, okay, I played this level already, but now I want to go back because it has a certain kind of currency that I need, but I want it to be a little bit harder. and you can kind of upgrade the different kind of difficulty levels like that, kind of like a ascension system like in Slay the Spire or something like that. So yeah, it's a fun game. I was having a good time with it. I play a decent amount. It's kind of smart to have these kinds of games where you can just like get the bug for like wanting to unlock things, because that is the core like fun thing about this game, right? You know, you start doing the runs, and if you're like stuck with like one character, it can kind of feel a little bit repetitive, but then you're like, oh, well, I'll try a different character. Oh, well, no, now this character is going to have a different kind of weapon, and maybe I can try a different kind of move set to build. And it can be a good time. I mean, if you like these Vampire Survivors like games, I think this is going to be probably one of the better ones, I would say, because it gives you a lot more agency with your like ways to engage with the game. And I think that because of that, it's a good time. I think there's a lot here in the gameplay for fans of this style that I could see, you know, people really getting into this one and doing some crazy builds as well. Like I can definitely see that. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I enjoyed my time with the game from a gameplay perspective, and I'll probably play more of it, to be honest. I got the bug to try to unlock things. I thought it was, you know, kind of that perfect balance of just being like, oh, well, I can focus on farming this one kind of gem and try to unlock everything that has to do with that gem and move on from there. But what do you think about the gameplay?
Yeah, I'm with you. You know, this game to me, really, like, what sets it apart from like other games like Vampire Survivors is I found that like the beginning of the game is a lot less punishing. So when like the beginning of your run, and there's like, I feel like this game is so focused on like these like dopamine hits is kind of how I'll describe it, where you can even tell from like some of the gameplay you're watching right now, if you're watching like Spotify or YouTube. It just, there's so much going on so quickly, but you don't really feel, at least in the beginning of your run, even though this character just died, but they were in the kind of the boss battle there. You're not really like getting hit super often. You feel pretty powerful pretty early on. And as the run kind of continues, you know, things start to get a little bit more difficult, and like you can, you know, you can start to try to synergize with all your different abilities and things like that. But I felt like in the beginning, and then as you progress, there's all these like crazy like dopamine hits. Like when you get a chest and you open up a chest, and it literally is just like all of these gems all next to each other. And you feel like a hungry, hungry hippo just going in and scooping everything up. And I know that's the case in like other survivor-like games, but I felt like this game, like it just gives you like so many different kind of rewards. And I felt like that was like part of the reason like I wanted to continue with the run. Now I will say like the questing I think could be a little bit better, and maybe it does get better with the different difficulties. But from what I played, there's definitely some other games that I think have better questing, like Halls of Torment comes to mind. Really enjoyed some of the kind of quests you even just like discover as you're playing, where they're not really like telling you to go to a specific spot, but you kind of stumble upon them, and then it gives you a quest line to try to complete certain things or find certain things. I felt like in this game, there were times where I was completing the quests or parts of a quest, and I didn't really realize I was doing that because there's just so much going on so quickly that it didn't really make me feel like I was actually like, I don't know, accomplishing a certain part of a quest, or like, you know, just it didn't feel like I had that quest progression really. But the core gameplay here is I really had a good time as well. I do want to play more of it. I thought all the abilities were pretty fun as well. I specifically like tried to spec into like the lightning side of things pretty often, just because like it gets pretty wild, but there's definitely some other really cool abilities as well. And then you also have like a good amount of freedom. Like you kind of mentioned, like setting up these different builds. I appreciate that, like, when you go to level up, you know, it can show you different skills for you to equip. Or if your skills are already full, you can opt to just get a passive ability as well. So I kept kind of doing that because I really like the skills I already had. So you can just opt to get a passive ability and you don't have to feel like, you know, you're either missing out on like a level up or you have to replace a skill. They give you a good amount of like flexibility as you're kind of leveling up. And then there's the whole skill tree that you can access in the main menu as well. All the different characters too, which there's a lot of different characters. I don't know if I've played a game like this with that many characters. I feel like there was like 16, maybe characters, 16 to 20. It felt like pretty, pretty diverse to like all the different things that they can do. So I thought that was cool. I do want to like try to unlock more of them. And yeah, it just like, even right now, like you can see this person that's upgrading, they had 6 skill points to upgrade. So like when you do certain things in the game, like you can get like a lot of different skill points. So you're not just choosing one thing. You have like 6 different windows of things to choose where, you know, in the beginning I was like, what did I do to like get this? Like, this must be rare. And then the more runs I did, I was like, oh no, this is like, this happens pretty often in the game. So you just feel like you get rewarded a lot. And there is like a decent amount of difficulty, once you kind of get like later in your run or like to the boss battle. And one thing I thought that they did as well, pretty well from the gameplay standpoint, is when you do your first run, when the game's kind of teaching you how to play, you have like 1,000 health. So you have a lot of health. Mm-hmm. So you're not going to die in the beginning there. I mean, if you do, you know, you just maybe weren't like paying attention or like the boss was difficult or whatever it might be. But when I was first playing, I was like, wow, this is like really easy. And then as I did my the other runs, you know, you have a lot less health. I think, I forget what you start out with. They have like 130 health right here. So you're kind of in that like 100 range rather than the 1,000 range. So you have 1/10 of the health that you kind of did the tutorial with. So there's a little bit more involved with that, but I really never felt like I was like being overrun or like I needed to, my skills were failing me. Like I had bad RNG with my skills, which sometimes can happen in games like Vampire Survivors where you're like, ah, oh, man, I just want garlic. Like I want to make a garlic build and I'm not getting, you know, like that happened to me like pretty often. So I felt like this game just rewards you so much. And it was a lot of fun to play from the gameplay side. And, yeah, I definitely, you know, would like to kind of play more, unlock the other characters. I think the next one I had unlocked is like, it has like a fire staff or something like that, which seems kind of interesting. I think it's only the second character you unlock, but I think this game stands out to me from those other Survivor-like or Survivor games because of the rewards you get in this game. I felt like I've never been rewarded so much for playing a Survivor. Like usually it's like, you know, you're starting from like nothing, right? And it's tough in the beginning. Like you don't want to get hit, right? Because you're going to lose like 1/5 of your health if you get hit right in the beginning. And I felt like this game almost did like the opposite of what other Survivor likes do, where they just make you really powerful from the start and then it starts to get harder as you progress. So that's just kind of, how I was feeling about the gameplay.
Yeah. I mean, definitely a good experience for us. Now, story-wise, you don't typically get a lot of story in these kinds of games, but there is some story going on. I don't know if I really understood. Like, I just knew, like, so, you know, there's a couple times in this review I'll mention, like, Gauntlet, Dark Legacy, because it kind of is that very arcadey, like, we need to go get these stones, and that's what we have to do, and boom, 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 boom. It's fine. It's whatever. There's a lot of voice acting here, which we'll talk about in the sound and the music, but it was like totally fine as a story, I think, for the game. I mean, I wasn't really, like, invested. I was just like, all right, I'm just playing this, like, Survivors-like, right? Like, I'm just hopping in and just killing things. And there was dialogue that was happening during, but it never felt like it mattered. It was just, like, kind of personifying each character, which is fine. I think that is a way to flesh out a story in a way. So I definitely didn't hate it, but it's one of those things like, all right, cool, it's there. I don't really need a lot of it, but, you know, it does give us a reason why we're doing these runs. And that's more than enough for me. And I think that it makes it feel cooler, right? Rather than you're just spawning in a map and killing things. Right. It does give a little bit more weight, not weight, but like some like meaning, I guess, to what you're doing, which is fine. I think it's not deep, but it's there. That's for sure.
Yeah, no, I definitely agree. You know, with these kind of games, like I just want to hop in, hop out, you know, do my runs. So I'm not really looking for a story. One of the cool things, though, and actually we're watching it on screen right now, that I didn't really like know what was going to happen here is that in the beginning of the game, you're kind of in this like lobby area with like other characters that are NPCs, and you're all kind of like saying the same thing at the same time, kind of like buffing up. It almost felt like before you do like an encounter in like an MMO raid or something like that, and everybody's got to get their buffs together. That's kind of what it felt like, because you all start like rushing through this portal together. And then once you get through the portal, you realize everybody got separated. And that's what you're kind of trying to like figure out, I guess, is like what happened to everybody else. But I thought this is a really cool moment and a really cool way to like introduce like the runs that you're going to be doing, is that, you know, there was a big group of people here. You were all kind of working together, and now, you know, you've been separated. It actually kind of like made me want, like, somehow, I don't know how, but like some sort of MMO that has like survivor like gameplay, kind of. I don't even know how that would, but like it just, I thought that was going to happen when I was watching it. And then when it got separated, I was like, okay, that's how they're kind of setting up the story here a bit. But you know, you're right. I'm not really looking for story in games like this. But there are some cool moments when you like get to the boss fight. They have a little dialogue there, so you're not just kind of hopping into it. So I think that this game isn't a case of like having too much story, where like I'm like, all right, let's get through the dialogue. I don't really care. But like they, like you said, they kind of personify the characters and give you just enough kind of lore so that you kind of understand why you're doing these things. And I think that's a good thing. You know, like we've played these Souls-like games before, Survivor-like games before, where they don't give any story. And we've mentioned like, oh, it'd be nice to just get a little bit, so we kind of know like why we're doing this, but it's not a big deal because we don't really play the game for that. So I appreciate that they added this sort of stuff into the game. But for me, you know, when going back and doing more runs, I'm not invested in the story either. You know, it's just kind of there, but it's definitely not in the way. So yeah, I think it's fine. But you know, for me, I just want to hop in and do the runs. So and the game doesn't, like I said, it doesn't get in the way. The story doesn't get in the way of you just wanting to do runs. It just kind of adds a little bit of context to why you're doing them.
Yeah. No doubt. And visually, the game is, I think, totally fine. I mean, it's very clean. Like, I'm trying to think of, like, the character design, especially. I'm trying to think what game it reminds me of.
It gives me, like,
Roblox?
I was just Googling Roblox. I don't think it's Roblox.
It's kind of almost like that game we played at the Airbnb at PAX. For the King?
Oh, For the King, yes. Yeah. It's like a polygonal kind of like,
yeah,
characters. Yeah. Also, there's a game called, oh no, this isn't it. I was going to say Ashen. That's a game I've played.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It's kind of similar to sort of that, but definitely more like For the King. Yeah, that's probably the closest thing I can think of.
Yeah, there was also a mobile game I played that kind of reminds me of, it doesn't matter. But anyway, it looks fine. I'm not offended by that art style at all. Everything, you know, flowed well. All the abilities kind of looked really cool on the screen. I like that there's a lot of customizable options in the menu to, like, kind of help with, like, performance or whatever. Like, you know, one thing that I turned off, like, right away, not that it was affecting my performance, but I just saw that they kind of had a note, like a little tip and trick that said, if your performance is kind of getting wonky, turn off the health bars on enemies. So that's what I did. I turned off the health bars. I mean, it was running fine before, but, like, I felt like the health bars were just not really necessary. I'm just trying to kill these things. Anyway, everything looked really cool. There was some kind of confusion that I... Not confusion, but, like, some stuff I wish was a little bit more clarified in, like, the UI, especially the map, right? Because it would pop up that you can go find these little, like, mineral deposits that if you destroy, you get the gems from it, which are specific kinds of gems that you need to unlock things, like new weapons, yada, yada, yada. But, you know, it just felt, it wasn't very clear. And then, like, when you did it, sometimes the gems would just, like, not look like they're going into your, like, inventory or whatever. But, like, that's kind of a nitpick, to be honest. Everything else, like, looked great, and, like, the enemies were all pretty unique, and they seemed to have, like, really cool, like, moves themselves, right? Like, when you get to, like, even the bigger bosses, they all kind of had a nice little unique, like, move set to them that like, looked really cool, and you wanted to avoid. So... Yeah, I think, like, the way this game looks is totally fine. I mean, there's a lot going on, like, when you get to, like, the main menu, but, like, it's pretty easy to parse out, I think. And I feel also, like, the variety of environments was pretty fresh, in my opinion. So, yeah, I don't think that this is breaking any new ground in terms of, like, art or anything like that, but it's certainly not bad by any means, and I thought for the most part, outside of some nitpicks there, it looked pretty good.
Yeah, I'm with you. You know, I for a game like this where there's, like, so much going on, it can easily kind of turn me off of, like, all right, this just doesn't look good. But they do a pretty solid job of, like, making things look really cool in terms of, like, all the attacks and the skills you have, and then all the enemy designs and kind of the synergy between all of them, plus the environment. Everything, like, works pretty well. They do a good job of kind of the contrast of the background plus, like, your skills. So you can kind of easily see, okay, this skill is triggering, you know, you're not kind of getting lost because something is maybe, you know, too small to see if it's a certain skill. Like, they do a good job of, like, making it easy to see kind of what is triggering when and then what it's affecting. Plus you have damage numbers on the enemies too, which is always nice, because you can really see how effective your skills are. So I appreciated that. I did see that health bar tip as well. So that must be something that's, like, you know, pretty common, I guess, that, you know, that seems to be the best way to get better performance. So they just kind of throw that tip probably at every new player, just in case, you know, they're having some performance issues. But I did play on the Steam Deck, and, you know, we'll talk about performance, but I didn't have any real issues, but curious to know if you did. But anyway, the art, I think, you know, works pretty well. The HUD, everything, the UI looks good. I do like character design, but honestly, like, I didn't know it was kind of that, like, polygonal sort of simplified kind of character until I was back at the menu screen, because the way the menu, way you kind of see your character, it almost looks like it's like a Fortnite lobby. Like, you can kind of see it right now, where it almost looks like you should be queuing up or partying up with other people, but you're just playing solo. But I really did enjoy like the art in the game. I think it's simple, yet it's kind of like interesting enough to, you know, make me want to see, oh, what does that ability look like? Or what does this character kind of look like when I'm playing with them? So yeah, I was a fan of the art in the game. You know, it they did a good job kind of balancing everything, making the different biomes seem interesting. Different characters have their own kind of personality and style. And that's why I'm kind of excited as well to unlock more characters, because I want to see, you know, what other skills can I get with them? What does that look like? And kind of just go from there. But yeah, I did enjoy the art in the game. I did have really the only like issue I had with the art is the map as well, because not that like it's hard to like see where you are on the map and things like that, but there were like times where I was going to like those certain icons on the map and I didn't know if I completed anything. Like I wasn't really sure like what it was, and then I started to figure it out the more like runs I did. But it would be nice if, like, you know, when you completed, like even just getting a gem, like they kind of showed you a little bit more, maybe had a little banner pop up on the screen that says like gem acquired or whatever it is. Mm-hmm. Just something like that, where so you kind of realize that you completed it, because honestly, you know, like I said, you kind of feel overpowered in the beginning. So like even when there's certain quests and things for you to complete where you need to defeat enemies, you kind of get it done pretty quickly. And there were times where I was like, did I do that? Oh, I did kill that guy. That just happened really quickly. So little kind of tool tips or banners that kind of, you know, mention that you completed something would be helpful. But once you kind of get in the groove of doing multiple runs, you kind of start to realize, okay, this icon means there's a rock over here I need to break. So let me go over there and do that. So you kind of end up knowing what to look for. But I think just as a new player, it could be helpful to have a little bit more information on the map icons and things of that nature. But overall, yeah, I enjoyed the art for the game.
Yeah, and that brings us to the sound design and the music. So starting with the music, it's I didn't love it, to be honest. It wasn't really for me. I know that some people definitely really enjoyed it because, you know, you can get the soundtrack on Steam, and it looks like some people definitely did, but it's a little too kind of Matrix-y, you know, if that makes sense. Like I'm watching, excuse me, The Matrix, and it didn't really vibe with what I was seeing. I think there was a little bit of a disconnect there, where like, I think probably in a vacuum I would have liked it a little bit more, but like in this game it just didn't really make a lot of sense to me. But it was fine though. I wasn't like turned off by it. I would still like leave the volume on. I wasn't like annoyed, but it just was like, I would have liked this to have been a little bit more fantasy focused. It didn't feel as fantasy focused as I would like the music, but that's neither here nor there. The voice acting was actually, it was good. It was like silly, right? It's like, you know, the first character you play, like the warrior, is just like, you know, this deep bravado and just saying like, of course, you know, these monsters love treasure or something like that. It's all really like corny, but it's fun. I think it matches the vibe of the game. And then in terms of like sound effects in general, like it was nothing crazy. It all sounded good. And like, you know, with these games, it's easy to get it to a point where there's too much going on. And I did not feel like that happened visually or audibly either. But do you want to play some of the music right now?
Yeah, let's give it a whirl here. So there you go. Did you hear that?
I did.
Okay, I did too. Hopefully the listeners did as well. But yeah, that was a little bit of combat as well as like the soundtrack, a few sound effects, things like that. Yeah, I'm with you. You know, I almost expected the music to be a little bit more epic, because I just feel like everything else that's going on in the game is just like, you know, like I mentioned before, like you kind of feel overpowered and there's a lot going on the screen. And I almost just expected it to be a little bit, like fantasy epic kind of, and just really pull me in. But I didn't hate it. You know, it didn't take away from the game. It just kind of wasn't what I was expecting. It is easy, like in terms of sound effects, to like get carried away in games like this. But I don't think this game, you know, did that. I will say, like, in games like Halls of Torment, right, where, you know, you can destroy, like, it's a lot of skeletons you're killing, and it's like this really satisfying sound of like destroying all of them. This game to me, like, didn't really have that sort of thing happening where, like, I was destroying a lot of enemies and it was just this really satisfying kind of collective sound that was happening. But I don't think that was a problem with a game like this, just because there's a lot of different types of enemies that you're facing. And I feel like most of the time in survivor likes, you start with like one or two types of enemies and then you get introduced to a few more the more you play. This one is like there's a lot of different types that are coming at you at once. So I think mixing all those sound effects, you know, could be a problem if they were trying to do some sort of like giant collective sound and like really satisfying kind of sound with that. The sound effects were fine. I did enjoy the voice acting is probably what I enjoyed the most because, yeah, it is silly. It is pretty well done, like even like from the story aspects where you're just kind of listening to like general dialogue. It definitely adds something versus like just having the text on the screen. So I enjoyed the voice acting. But yeah, the sound was fine. Definitely not a game where I'd be like, that's Soulstone Survivors, that music or those sound effects. I feel like it could have been better in this game, but it's not something that's like taking away from my enjoyment of playing it.
Amen. Amen. And finally, performance. You hinted at it before. I think we both played on Steam Deck. I didn't really have any issues. I mean, I did change some stuff, in anticipation of issues, but they never really came. I mean, I could see maybe you like get really far on a run and more and more stuff starts happening, it could be affected, but that would be to be expected. But it was all good on my end.
Yeah, same here. I didn't actually change any settings, and everything ran well. I don't even think it's like officially verified for the deck, so there's definitely like small text and things like that. The minimap's a little small on the deck, but in terms of like performance and like, you know, having any FPS drops, anything like that, I had no issues. So really happy with that. I hope it does end up becoming like deck verified, because I would like some of the text and some of like the map to be like a little bit bigger and then kind of like fit for the deck a little bit more. I'll still play it on the deck without any issues. So yeah, no issues performance wise.
Cool. And that brings us to our ratings. Our rating system is as follows. Our best games are Certified Fresh Juice. These are games like 33 Immortals, Balatro, Boar Blasters. And then after that, we have Asteel. These are games that are good. They're quite good. Not quite great, but still we'd recommend them. These are games like Born of Bread, Chessorama, The Cub. Then after that, we have On Sale. A lot of games fall into this category. These are usually games that we think I could use some tweaks and, could use some help. Wizard with a Gun is a good example of this. Pizza Possum, Sulfur, not terrible, but maybe once it's on sale, you can check it out. And then after that, we have Manager Special. These are games that are really specific for certain kinds of people who like that kind of genre, or we just didn't really enjoy it that much. So, these are few and far between. And then after that, we have Spoiled Milk, which are games we don't think anybody should play, like Beyond Citadel. But to be honest with you. Now, Matt, Matty Juice.
Yes.
What is your rating for Soulstone Survivors?
So I'm going to give this game, I'm going to give it a steal. I think $15, in this genre, I feel like it's hard to get something that feels different. And I felt like in the first 5 minutes of playing this game, I could be like, all right, I see that this is different than other survivor-like games, but it still has those core kind of gameplay mechanics. So I really enjoyed my time with it. I'm going to be playing some more of it. I also do just like survivor-like kind of games, but this one was all on, and you know, they've had a roadmap. I know they're like 1.0 release, you know, just kind of came out, so they've definitely been working on it. And there's some things that obviously we talked about in the review that I'd like for them to update or just do a better job on, but I'm giving it a steal. I think it's a fun time, and I would recommend it to people that like survivor-like games. So there we go.
Very, very cool. I'm going to give it a very, very enthusiastic steal as well. A very high steal, I would say. It's a good time. It's not quite perfect. It doesn't kind of get that upper echelon of a game like Halls of Torment necessarily in this genre, but there's still so much like fun little unlockable stuff that you can do. And just like you can really dig in and have a good time, I think, with this game. And I would definitely recommend it for anybody who likes this genre, especially because once, if you're really into the genre, this is probably, you know, up there with like a certified fresh juice. So good game.
Yeah.
Good game. Nice one. And Next week we have The Drifter. Ooh, which should be fun. Very excited to do that one. And we do have listener questions. These come from the Fresh Juice Discord. Or my wife, or our wives sometimes. First one comes from Bags, who asks, what is your preference for how long a game is?
What is my preference for how long a game is?
8 inches.
Yeah. Yeah, however big the, you know, the cartridge is. No, you know, I don't know if I have a preference. Just because I played games that are 20 to 30 hours and I just kind of play them in like bite-sized pieces. It really like matters how like the quality of the game. Like if there's a game that's, you know, only 2 hours long, but like I didn't like playing it, I'm not gonna kind of, you know, be like, well, at least it was only 2 hours. I don't know. My preference for how long a game is, I'd say maybe like a sweet spot. A lot of games I like to play are maybe in like the 10 to 15 hour range, something like that, where it's like you don't have to have such huge investment in it, but there's still enough there where like, you know, you feel like you kind of get your money's worth in a way. But it really depends on the type of game. Like if it's a single player game, like The Last of Us, I'm happy to put in like 30 or 40 hours into that game or even more. But if it's a game, you know, like, I don't know, like Soulstone Survivors, I'd be happy with like 10 hours out of that game until I kind of unlock most things. I probably could put in more time. So, yeah, I don't know. I don't know if I have an exact preference, but I'd say usually games that are in like the 10 to 15 hour range, story-wise, usually I kind of end up liking. But what about you, Tom? You got any ideas with this one?
Yeah, it's this is a hard one to answer. I think like, if the game has, okay, let's say 100% of the game, let's say you get like a whole fraction of the game is 100%, right? That's to complete everything. I think that I should be able to do like the classic experience of that game in like 40 to 50% of that. So if it's a 10-hour game to complete everything, I should be able to just do it in like 5. Right. Mm-hmm. But if I really want to like dig deep into the game, it should be like 10. So I think that's kind of where I'm at with it. Like I want to be able to like have the option, right? Like if it's like a 50 hour game, like to complete everything, I'm fine with like being able to do it in 25 and then deciding from there, does it make sense to keep going? So it's a tough one to answer, but you know, it, same thing. I'm just assuming preference for a good game. It doesn't really matter how long, but like, I think I should be able to do the bare minimum in 50% of the time that it would take to do everything.
Yeah.
If that makes sense.
It does. I get you.
Yeah. Next question comes from Capolo, who asks, who's the celebrity that you would like the most to play a multiplayer video game with, and what game?
Probably Tommy Fresh, I'd probably say. This is this is a tough one. I don't know, because like I feel like I don't really care, you know, like what game. I know like Henry Cavill is like played like World of Warcraft and stuff. It'd be kind of cool to play like an MMO with him, and just I'm kind of picturing like a game where like, yeah, it's like massive multiplayer and you just happen to run into like a celebrity and you like play a little bit with them. I wouldn't really probably like boot up a game like, I don't know, like Split Fiction or like a co-op game and be like, you want to play Jalen Hurts? Like, I just feel like it would just be weird. I got to think about this one maybe a little bit. Do you have anyone in mind?
Megan Thee Stallion playing Wii Tennis.
Okay.
And I will not elaborate.
I love it. It's amazing.
I'm a big Megan Thee Stallion fan.
Yeah, I know.
She's the best. She's the best.
There you go. Yeah. Maybe it'd be fun to like play like a party game with some celebrities. Like, you know, you bring up Mario Tennis. It could be fun to like, I don't know. Let me get like, let's do some Mario Party with like Shaq and Charles Barkley, something like that. Man. Like that could be fun.
Then you got Ernie Johnson there to kind of, instigate a little bit.
Something like that could be fun. But I don't know. Good question, Capullo.
That's a good question. Next question comes from K-more, who asks, which currency do you like more? Gold coins from the Mario universe or rupees from the Zelda universe?
Oh, I got to go with rupees on this one. Yeah. Straight up. I mean, I don't think there's anything like more satisfying than getting like a silver rupee or just any of the multi like rupees. And it's just like, yeah, I mean like that. I just love it. And even playing like Mario Kart 8 on like the Zelda track where like the coins are rupees instead, I'm always like, I feel more satisfied getting a rupee than I do a coin in that game. Hopefully they add a Zelda track to Mario Kart World. But yeah, I'm going to go with rupees for sure.
Yeah, I'm right there with you. I mean, I also just like imagining having like a sack of rupees. Like,
oh,
I just,
my God.
Yeah. Just reaching in there and just like, because they look sharp, but I feel like they wouldn't be, right? Does that make sense? Yeah. But yeah, I don't know. I like, listen, if maybe we added Sonic rings into the equation here, that could be give Zelda a run for their money, but still think rupees takes it, to be honest.
What about bells? Oh, Animal Crossing.
Bells is pretty sick.
A sack of bells.
Oh man, bells might take it. I mean, golly, yeah. Bells might get there.
That could be a question for that game we played too. Is just like video game currency. Oh. You know, what are we going to say? Rupees? Coins?
Nice. Yeah. Pokey Yen or whatever from Pokemon.
Yeah.
R. Carp asks, would you rather never have a cold drink again or never have a hot meal again?
Oh, man. I'd probably just rather never have a
hot meal again. What was that? Hot... You cut out that.
Oh, sorry. I'd probably rather never have a... I'm just kidding.
He's doing it on purpose this time.
I'd rather probably never have a hot meal again. Just because, like, I don't know, like after a hot day, a cold drink is so nice. Beer, obviously. Mm-hmm. And there's also like hot meals that like I don't mind having cold, like Chipotle or pizza or whatever. Plus, there's so many like cold meals that are still pretty good. In general. So, yeah, I don't know. I mean, like, I almost everything I've had hot, like, I don't mind having cold.
Or room temp or whatever.
Yeah, like room temperature. Yeah, it's like fine. You know, the only weird one might be like soup, you know? I don't know if I want like a room soup maybe, but I don't have that soup that often anyway. But yeah, I'm going to go with that one. What about you?
Yeah, I'm with you. I could not have cold beverages. Like, I love a cold soda, a cold beer, a nice chilled rosé. I mean, there is just so, like, and like, it just tastes different if it's warmed up. And sure, you might actually get more of the actual flavors if it's warmed up, but you're also going for the feel, right? I would say. And like, yeah, food, whatever. Like, some things will suck that I can't have hot, but like, yeah, like room temp stuff is totally fine, I think. I'm glad I don't have to make this decision because it is a hard one. Like, to like actually, like, it's not a hard one to make, but it's a hard one to like swallow. You're like, I guess.
To live with.
Yeah. I'm just like, whatever. I'll be enjoying my cold beer. But
because I'm having some cold eggs.
It's, every time you cook, you just have to wait.
Yeah. Stick it in the fridge.
All right. You know, I'll have dinner tomorrow. But thanks for the question, Art Carp. And that means we're going to take a little chugga trip down to the rec room. Where we recommend something that perhaps isn't an indie game. What do you have to recommend this week?
All right. So I am recommending an album from, I've talked about PDUSA before and a few songs of his, but he has an album that just came out on the 11th called The Yips. He also has a song called The Yips, which, by the way, my wife didn't know what The Yips were. So I explained to her what The Yips are. If you know what The Yips are out there,
comment below.
Good for you. Yeah, comment below because I'm not going to explain it. But it's just like an alternative indie kind of album. He's got some great tracks on there. It's actually the first time I've seen that like half the album was like released on Spotify, but then the other half was like grayed out until the release date and you could like pre-save it. I had never usually see it like a single comes out or whatever, but it was like, no, like half the album tracks were you could just play until the full album came out. But they got some good songs on there. As Two People Drift Apart, Milkman is a good one. The Yips is also a good track, but it just kind of, I've been listening to it while I've been working and stuff. It's kind of like this kind of like upbeaty, kind of like indie alternative vibe, and he kind of like yells in some songs, I guess, but I don't know, it's just kind of like a good vibe. Breathing the Same Air is another good song, but not a lot of songs on the album. But I don't know, I've just been getting more and more into his like kind of music, and as we discussed before, he's like that weird YouTube or a TikToker that like makes videos himself or whatever, and he talks to himself. I'm not really into his TikTok stuff, but his music I've been enjoying. So checking out The Yips by PDUSA if you're looking for some new music to jam to.
Very cool, very cool. I have an album. I have two albums coming out this week that I'm really excited for, but last week...
Really? You do?
I do.
You've been working on one?
No, I wish.
Yeah.
But Amble, a band that I recommended their actual full-length album, Reverie, just randomly dropped a live album, live from Dublin. Amble, very good. You know, I saw them live. They're great. They're awesome. So if you want to listen to some nice live folk music, like, you know, indie folk, definitely check it out. Also, like, I would recommend the band Geese, which they just dropped a single called Taxes. That song's awesome. I love the band Geese. Like, I'll pop them on every once in a while. They're a good time. The band Goose is also good, but I like Geese better. Do not confuse that. Because there's two different vibes. Goose is more of a jam band. Geese is more of an indie kind of alternative rock. So Now you know the difference between goose and geese, folks. So all I know is they keep coming down here during the winter. but anyway, it's been a good show. Excited for next week. I am Tommy Fresh. You can find me on all socials at Fresh Buds Pod. I have another podcast called Fresh and Buds. Just had Sam O'Byrne on, fresh off of a... Oh. I mean, Sam's awesome. He's from the YouTube channel Three Floating. Told me just recently on this podcast, he just played a serial killer on Criminal Minds. Can you believe it? That's crazy. So check it out. You can find us on all socials at Fresh Juice Pod. Matthew, where can people find you?
Find me at Matty Gorm on all the socials. I've been a little dormant the past like 3 or 4 weeks just because I've been getting this office ready and doing a lot of baby stuff. So I haven't really been making videos or streaming, but I want to get back into it soon, definitely with streaming at least, just so I can put something out there. So pop into the stream if you see me live on Twitch or YouTube and say what's up. But there we go, Tommy. Another one in the books.
You got that right. Next week, we're drifting. Ooh, 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 just. Oh.